This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pete Medhurst, one of the best in the game. Much appreciated as always, buddy. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. This is a Brendan Dar, Tom Daly production as always. You're locked into 106.7 The Fan. It is time for your Beltway Blitz. Let's kick it off with the Skins. Craig Hoffman is our Redskins beat reporter, and he joins us now on the hotline. Craig, the Redskins rank 8th in the NFL in the red zone on the heels of a couple huge throws, one extending a play, getting Jamison Crowder open from Kirk Cousins. What's changed? Because a month into the year, they were really struggling in the red area.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it. Kirk has gotten more comfortable extending plays, which in the red zone you have to do. The space is so limited. That's been a huge part of it. I think they found some good running plays that have worked down there at times, whether it's been experimenting with a couple different fullbacks and Ryan Anderson down there. That's worked on a couple of occasions. You know, Kelly's got a couple of touchdowns. Piran's, I think, found the end zone down there as well. So I think it's just, they've kept a variety, and amazingly they've done it without really using the fade. I think that's a weapon they still have with Josh Doctson. But they haven't really thrown it up to him yet, and they've been able to find ways to score without Jordan Reed on the field, who's really been the red zone savior and the only guy effective down there for the past couple of years.
Craig, without Zeke, Alfred Morris is averaging 4.86 yards per carry. He's got as many 20-plus yard carries as Elliott did at 4. To me, it's not necessarily running the football that's the problem. It's what's going on in their passing game. How are the Redskins sort of viewing this one?
Yeah, they still definitely have an emphasis on stopping the run, and in part because that's how the Cowboys call their plays. Everything is based off of the run, whether it's Morris or Elliott. I think the big difference in Elliott versus Morris is, Alf could bust one and get you 25, but on that same carry, Zeke's going to get you however many yards are left between him and the end zone. So the big home run plays aren't there, even if they do bust a big one on occasion. Alfred's not going to run away from you. And so I think one of the things the Redskins have done this year is really had an emphasis on, let's make them snap the ball again. No matter what, make them snap the ball again, and then that gives us a chance to make a play. And so for them, I think it's still emphasis stopping the run. And, you know, obviously, though, they are not as scared of the big, big, big play with Morris as they were with Elliott.
Why are the Redskins so opposed to wearing color rush uniforms?
I don't know. It's a Bruce Allen thing. He just hates them. You know, I think that the front office loves the tradition of this franchise, and it's not in the tradition of the franchise. I know they're fighting, I guess, apparently to get the burgundy, all burgundy look, which would be better than the mustard yellow because the Redskins don't wear mustard yellow. I don't know. It's a thing with them. There are many things with them. This is one I choose not to really care about, even though a lot of people seem to really care about it.
People have weirdly cared about their uniform for so many years, by the way. Like, I remember when I was on the beat in 2010 and 2011, to start my time on the beat, the main question I would get asked all the time is, what are they wearing today? And I'm like, the quarterback might not play. Or, you know, is Albert Haynesworth going to be active?
Right.
Well, people cared about were the pants gold.
ESPN had UniWatch forever, and it was like their third most clicked on thing. I mean, people care about that stuff. I don't know.
They still do a college football segment on Saturdays where they have a uniform guy come in. And, like, yeah, it's cool. It's funny. Like, Byron Marshall had some of his Oregon gear on the other day, and it's sweet. Like, I don't blame him at all for wearing it. But, like, when it comes to the things that are on my radar during the week, uniforms not high on the list typically.
Last one quickly about this. This might be a time, again, we keep saying this every week, for the outside receivers to feast. If I'm in the opposing room, I go, I can't let Jamison Crowder beat me. I'm going to figure something out there. You're going to get some one-on-one, I think, with guys on the outside. Might we see some big plays in this passing game from the Harrises, the Doctsons and company?
Yeah, I think you will. I think they're going to dial it up because that's where the weakness of the Cowboys defense is too. I mean, this is a defense that doesn't have very good secondary players, but their best one is probably Orlando Scandrick, who's going to be on Crowder. And I think Crowder still got an advantage there, but I think you'll scheme it up. And you also have young players. So some of the Jay Gruden X's and O's that can be a little confusing for younger players to try to deal with because they haven't seen them as much before, I think can be effective on this day. or I guess tomorrow, because I don't know what day it is. That's been part of my week here.
I don't blame you. It's all kind of running together. Real quick, of the guys that didn't practice yesterday, I'll read the name. You tell me if you think they're going to go or not. Terrell McClain?
No.
Monte Nicholson?
No.
Jordan Reed?
No.
Chase Roullier?
No.
All right. Makes sense. None of them have practiced. And then how about of the limited guys? Trent Williams?
Yes.
Zach Brown?
Yes.
Matt Ioannidis?
Yes.
And last one, I'll give you Martrell Spate.
I think so. He went through a pregame warm-up last week, and he thought he might have a chance. So I would assume with the extra week that he's good to go.
Craig, thank you as always, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Let me know if you hear something on the uniforms.
We will do that.
Certainly
we'll get to
will.
Right. We'll get that answer for you right away.
No need to change what isn't broke. Let's talk hockey, please, Tommy. The Washington Capitals will play hockey again. These scheduling quirks drive me ape. I can't stand the lack of rhythm, but whatever. They've got a back-to-back later this week. I'm sure we couldn't figure that out. But it's Kings, Blue Jackets, Sharks, Blackhawks, and Rangers. A nice little homestand. Preview it for me, Tommy.
It's going to be a tough start, Danny. The Kings right now are on top of the Pacific Division. And they are right now the second best team in the NHL in goals against. So in a defensive core where you wouldn't really look at the names besides Drew Doughty and be scared, they seem to be having some good play in goal, which, as you know, Danny, is hard to find, especially with a backup.
Yeah, definitely is. The Caps can attest to that with Grubby having just gotten his first win of the season. They've won 3 in a row, 4 of 5. They're 9-4 in November. People were saying if they didn't get their act together, Barry Trotz's job could have been in trouble around Thanksgiving. Well, they beat the Senators, playoff team from a year ago, 5-2. They beat the Lightning, best team in the East, 3-1. They beat the Leafs, one of the best teams in the East, 4-2. Seems like they've turned a corner a little bit here.
It does, and I was surprised when we were getting calls last week on Crash Internet, which is, of course, tonight at 6:30 following CDVTW. We were getting calls last week about Barry Trotz, and maybe it's time to start thinking about letting him go. And honestly, we were both shocked that it was this early. We haven't even gotten to Christmas yet, and here we are talking about it. Like what you said, Grant, they did turn that corner, but, you know, we really need to see what they're going to do against a team like the Kings, because they're very good defensively. They're fast. If you look at all the advanced metrics, the Kings are pretty much on top of almost every list. So it's going to be probably the truest test that they've had this year, even though the Tampa Bay game was very encouraging. I know a lot of people on Twitter, including myself, were very excited, but I'm really looking to the Kings because this is a team that knows what they're doing. They have a game plan, and they stick to it.
Tom Daley, Crashing the Net tonight on 106.7 The Fan, 6:30 p.m. start, my friend?
That's right.
6:30. All right. These young defensemen, it's sort of a get tested, young man. Throw yourself right into the fire.
Right.
I mean, the vets, guys like Carlson, even you include a guy like Orlov is kind of a vet now. It's crazy to think of him that way, but he's been around for a little bit. Grade them now and kind of give me your sense of how good the Juice, Bowie, and others are going to be by the time we say get to March.
I would probably say Juice first, Bowie second. And it's just because Bowie seems to be hot and cold. Where Christian Juice got the ball, he got the puck, and he ran with it. Mm-hmm. Where this is your opportunity, go. You guys interviewed Madison Bowie. Might have been the first interview in D.C. was on the Grant and Danny show. The whole time we've been waiting and waiting to see what he can do for the Caps every night. Now it's an opportunity. And in the past 5 games, he only has 5 blocks. You need more than 5 blocks in 5 games. You can't have 1 block as a defensive player each game. It's just unacceptable. You got to be contributing more. If you're not contributing offensively, you have to make sure you're doing it in the defensive zone.
Listen to Crashing the Net tonight. Thanks, as always, to Thommy for getting us squared away on the Capitals in the Beltway Blitz. Next, you heard the Redskins are banged up, right? We've been talking about that. How about the Cowboys on the injury front? Who might they be without? And we will start to preview tomorrow night's game with Dallas. Should the Redskins go to Big D and pull off a win? The Cowboys have been stinking up the joint the last 3 weeks. Might that continue? We're Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.